want to do 1172 this
yes,
morning?
Yes, please. And okay. This one, some members of the public weren't here this morning when the mayor suspended the rules and said that anybody who has signed up last week can testify on whatever they want to under this item.
Okay. So let's take 1172, please.
Accept the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, Fiscal Year 16-17, Housing Emergency Community Engagement Plan.
Thank you, Mayor. So just as a brief reminder, last week you heard a presentation from Mark Jolin, the Director of the Joint Office for Homeless Services, and also from several community members about this engagement plan. This report is coming back to Council as required in the budget note. And I have had discussions, my staff have had discussions with Commissioner Saltzman's office, and they are now comfortable with the way forward.
Great. All right, and no staff presentation at this point because we had it before.
Correct.
Okay. All right, anyone want to speak on this item?
I show four people signed up. Robert West, Jesse Sponberg, and David Davis.
Come on up.
And while they're coming up, were there any people that were signed up last week who...
We just set out a whole new sign-up
sheet. I see. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Okay, my name is Robert West, and I wanted to bring up the fact that, you know, we can talk about anything on this item. I wanted to bring up the fact that several people were assaulted by police last week, and traffic was blocked, and the police maliciously filed charges against people, including people that were laying in the street, some of the people that were laying in the street that was pepper sprayed. And I really condemn the police commissioner and the police chief for taking such drastic actions as to allowing the fascist goons from attacking peaceful protesters and filing malicious charges against people. For standing up for their rights to protest. There's no reason why the protesters were removed from City Hall, and there's no reason why the City Council meeting moved from downstairs to upstairs. They should have kept a meeting where people would go in there. I still got tickets from last week because they wouldn't let me upstairs because I'm an activist. And I've talked to other people that had the same problems. I really think that something should be done to the police department. I've also seen G4S grab Keith today. And, they've also, assaulted Joe Walsh before too. He's got injuries from G4S. I would really reconsider the G4S contract. It's for some reason the police and G4S think it's all right to assault and harass people that are protesting and people that just come to City Hall meetings and stuff like that. All Keith did was walk right over like this, walk around like this, and he was grabbed by that security guard right there, which is ready to grab me for walking in here. And I thought that was absolutely ridiculous. He wasn't doing anything. He wasn't touching anyone. You guys weren't in here. And that security guard had no reason to grab Keith there except to say, well, Keith's in a restricted area. And then he threatened to have...
Thank you, Mr. West. We're going to move on to the next person now because we're going to be adjourning in, or recessing in 15 minutes, so we want to give people a chance. Go ahead.
Right.
Davis, are you going to speak?
And what is this about?
Anything you want.
Anything you want.
So I wanted to talk about getting arrested last week. My name is David Keith Davis with Multnomah County Cop Watch, separate from Portland Cop Watch. But I seem to be getting targeted by you guys all the time, you know, and I know, you know, that you basically now are out of compliance with the DOJ settlement, and because you covered up for Chief O'Day shooting his friend in the back, and then you didn't report that. And, you know, it's pretty damning when we have a police union contract that went through and, you know, you couldn't even get the union contract through last week without launching a DOJ investigation against your own city for the treatment of protesters. That's rather damning right there. But also, you know, as the police commissioner / mayor, in your dual position of power, it lends to corruption. And so I basically don't even view any of your votes, Mr. Hales / mayor police commissioner, as being valid at all. Is there any police stuff that you haven't rubber stamped? So you basically last week pushed a union contract through for $10 million with the Portland police. And right after that was done, there was a violent celebration by the police, and they shoved women, children, handicapped people, people that have amputated legs even. They pushed people down the stairs. Sergeant Michael Poole is the guy who pushed Jesse Sponberg backwards and also Sarah Long, and he assaulted several other protesters. I saw people getting maced in the face, point blank range. Linda Sen, who's a regular fixture at COAB meetings, she was sitting by the door at the back entrance, and she got blasted in the face. Biacini, I think, is how you pronounce his name. It's I'm not sure exactly, but I'm pretty sure that's how you.
Okay, thanks very much. Biacini. Go ahead, Mr. Wilkins. Go ahead.
I am Mr. Shedrick Wilkins, and no matter what you're talking about, this, Mr. Davis, this is not a church, and these people that come here and keep saying the same thing over and over again. Go find a church and just chant over and over again.
Amen. Obviously, this
if
is not a church.
If I'm ever excluded, I'm going to tell you to shut
obviously,
up.
Obviously, this
okay?
is not a
Mr.
church.
Mr. Davis, you need to let him speak, Mr. Davis.
The mayor has
Mr.
every
Davis,
right to hold meetings in other rooms if you keep doing this stuff. This is not a church. You know, I can say repeat things twice. Like, I don't like the police contract either. But if I say it more
you
than twice,
like
it's a church. You're just repeating
molester,
the same
pastor
thing.
That the
okay,
mayor
and he has every
down.
Right to sit there and hold a meeting somewhere else if you keep cutting him off.
Thanks. Okay, let's take anyone else that wants to see.
And maybe you
should
too.
Shut up.
Maybe
you
come on up, Mr. Johnson.
I have the right to say that, that you exceeded your freedom of speech.
No,
why don't you go yell fire at a
theater? There is no exceeding freedom.
Good morning, Commissioners. I probably won't be Charles Johnson, for the record. I probably won't be able to join you for whatever you're able to piece together this afternoon after we see how things are hopefully getting better in Northwest near the gas explosion. But at 2 o'clock, we may be able to touch base with Mark Joelman, who I hope that this open comment realizes that homelessness is such a crisis that it was unfortunate that the way he was scheduled and Mr. Walsh not being able to comment was a point of contention for a lot of people. I also, in light of what's just occurred between Shedrick and Mr. Davis, want to say that it's still unclear, I think, in the eyes of many people, including attorneys at Ball Janik, if what you did last week actually is within the confines of the law. I'm sure the 40 staff attorneys at the city attorney's office with their $100,000 a year salaries will come out with some paperwork that say it is, but it'll be unfortunate if city resources and time need to be wasted to litigate the fact that we were unable to have leadership that brought us together as a community to address what is really an insult. I think if more city employees will think about it, they should feel insulted by all of you except Steve Novick. I don't know, and I hope other people will work with me on researching this, if any collective bargaining agreement for any agency of the city has ever been approved 8 months in advance with raises and no criteria for approved performance. So DTCU, I don't know who else is here, AFSCME, SEIU, but I hope that they will really think about what happened and if we have a city where some police bullying and some strange insider things here. I know a lot of people have have been displeased with the way Amanda Fritz saw things, and I hope that she will continue to be open to realizing that many people see that she chose Charlie Hales and fear over the opinion of the NAACP, the ACLU of Oregon, even the frickin' Sierra Club, which is supposed to be worrying about owls and fish, saw that there was an equity and racial justice problem in the police contract and our rush to approve it. So I thank you for having this open comment period, and maybe I'll see you if I get a 10. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, let's take anyone else who wants to speak.
Could you sit down, please, because there's somebody else wants to speak.
Yeah, there's some other folks that want to. Mr. Davis, you need to give up that chair so somebody else can come up. Thank you. Go ahead.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm Dan Handelman with Portland Cop Watch. I want to point out that last week, three people who got the opportunity to testify to you about this issue brought up either directly the police issue or talked about how you should listen to the community. You split that testimony around the contract issue, which I've never seen you do before. You stopped the testimony. You took testimony from one more person and then shut that whole thing down. Did you contact the people who signed up last week to let them know that it was continued to this week? Commissioner Fritz asked about that sign-up sheet. I don't see a whole room full of people like there were last week waiting to testify on this issue. You have to stop moving the agenda items around. You have to vote on moving the agenda items around. That's what the city code says. This is my third week in a row coming to testify on something and being denied the opportunity to testify on it. I'm not paid to be here. You are. It's very disrespectful to me and everybody else who came down here to testify on these things that you keep moving the agenda around. What I was asking you before about my point of order is that can't you remove the emergency clause from the police car item and then vote on it with the three of you here? Because if it were an emergency, you wouldn't have delayed it from last week. You said you were doing more work on it, but it was reposted this week exactly. There's no change at all. The PDF actually even had the same label on it from last week. So it was only pulled from the agenda so you could avoid it taking testimony last week. We had prepared testimony about the police cars. I wanted to talk about how there are more crashes, how it's cost just this year $192,000 in settlements about crashes in police cars, and wondering whether that's caused by them looking at their computers while they're driving around. That's what my testimony was going to be about. And I also, of course, want to also talk about the thing that other people have brought up about last week's vote on the contract, that it violated three aspects of city code, including that when you remove yourself from these chambers, it takes a positive vote of the council to do that. The mayor can't declare that you're moving to the Rose Room. So you have violated city code. You're going to have to take another vote on it. And as with any item, anybody who voted in the majority and feels bad about what they did can bring up a vote within 10 days of that vote for another vote, especially given the composition of council today. I think that would be a very brave and appropriate thing to do, to bring that up for a revote, the PPA contract. But we're going to pursue our legal recourses against the way that you held council on that item. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, then we can take action on this item. Then let's take a vote, please.
This is a report.
Report.
Yes, we didn't have a motion yet. Thank you. Okay, now a vote on the motion to adopt the report, please.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz.
Carla, you did amazing work. Thank you very much. Thank you to Brian Hoop, who's helped put this all together. He's the manager of the Community and Neighborhood Involvement Center in the Office of Neighborhood Involvement. Thank you to Mark Jolin, to Felicia Williams, and to others who came last week, and to all the people throughout the community is looking at what is this going to do to help get out the word about the Home for Everyone plan that we've spent 2 years putting together. What is the plan for how neighborhoods and people can help to provide services and to provide support for people who are living outside, and how, what is the appropriate way to engage if you have policy discussions, because we do have this plan, and so there's ongoing policy discussions by the coordinating committee, and we will be returning to council with an item on inclusionary housing, on many other things, on the mass shelter code, which is coming to council from the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. We need to let people know that there is a plan, that we are helping, we want to help each other, and that we can address the issue of so many people living outside right now. So thank you very much to everybody who helped put it together. Thank you to my colleagues for supporting it in the budget last year, and to Commissioner Novick and Commissioner Saltzman and Commissioner Fish, who, while not here today, I know are supportive of it. Thank you. Aye.
Hales.
Good work. Thank you very much. 1172 is